Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day and welcome to the program. My name is Pastor T.L. Emmanuel, and we're still talking about the doctrine of Christ, which is the gospel the Lord Jesus Christ himself preached. Amen. The gospel that he commanded the apostles to teach as well, meaning that is what the apostles taught. Amen. We're so divided today as the church, and we should all be united. And the thing that's going to unite us is the doctrine of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's all these men knew. That's all the Lord taught them. Amen. There shouldn't be any differences amongst us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So today we'll be talking about obedience. Previously we spoke about repentance, why the gospel of the kingdom relies on repentance. The Lord Jesus Christ said, repent, why the kingdom of heaven is near. Therefore we spoke about repentance in the context of judgment. The judgment of God will fall when the kingdom of God comes. Therefore there must be repentance in this age. But today we'll be talking about obedience. Obedience, amen. Matthew 28:19-20 says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is now the Lord Jesus Christ. Make disciples of all nations. He says, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So the Lord Jesus Christ told us to make disciples. Amen. He says we must teach all nations by teaching them. Amen. So now the thing that we ought to teach them, he says we must teach them to obey. Glory to God. Now, today we're not teaching people to obey. We're teaching people how to believe and receive. It's important to believe and receive, of course. Amen. We're teaching people how to confess and possess. Amen. Confession is important. Possession is important. Amen. But here he didn't say teach that. He says teach them to obey. Teach them to obey. So today we're not teaching obedience in the church. And as a result, people have been taught how to receive, how to believe and receive, how to confess and possess, etc., and zero obedience. Therefore, Christians are known for their disobedience. People go to church, there's no change. There's no difference between us and the world anymore. Amen. The world is disobedient. The church is meant to be obedient. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're not seeing obedience in the church today. Amen. Including amongst the ministers of the gospel. And that is a serious indictment. Amen. Hallelujah. Teaching them what? To obey. To obey all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Glory to God. Amen. So the Lord commanded something, and then he says that thing must be obeyed, and people must be taught how to obey that thing. Hallelujah. Acts 6:7 says, then the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Did you see that? So our faith depends on obedience. Obedience. They were obedient to the faith. So this thing of, you know, I'm a Christian, but me, I obey nothing. I'm not obedient to God because Jesus obeyed God on my behalf. So I can sin as much as I want to because I'm relying on what the Lord did, the finished work of the cross and this. And there's all these arguments that people make today. That is foreign to the doctrine of Christ. That is foreign to it. Amen. He says, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I commanded you. So he's saying, teaching them what I taught you. They must, this is now the apostles, teach what the Lord taught. They must teach the doctrine of Christ like the Lord Jesus Christ. But now the doctrine of Christ clearly has commandments. Clearly these commandments must be obeyed. Amen. So now we reading here that now, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. Obedient. There must be obedience, because he said, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Amen. So today we're not teaching obedience in the church. We're teaching other things. Amen. Glory to God. So we're saying that obedience is now central to the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ must be obeyed. Hallelujah. Amen. You know you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ when you obey him. When you obey him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Romans 6. Hallelujah. 16-17. Amen. It says, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness, he says. But God be thanked that though you were slaves to sin, meaning used to obey sin, yet you obeyed now from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. Amen. So, the Apostle Paul is talking to the church in Rome, and he says that now they were delivered a particular doctrine, and now they're obeying this doctrine from the heart. From the heart. You see there? They're obeying it. And he's talking about the doctrine of Christ. Because now the Lord told them, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever commanded you. Amen. And that's the doctrine of Christ. So teach them this doctrine. Make them disciples by teaching them my doctrine. But they must obey it. You see that? They must obey it. Glory to God. Because now the doctrine of Christ depends on obedience. It requires obedience. It demands obedience. It commands obedience. Hallelujah. So he says, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. Amen. So now the doctrine of Christ is the doctrine the Apostle Paul is talking about. Glory to God. Romans 1:5 says, through him we have received grace. This is now the Lord Jesus Christ. We have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Hey, come on. Glory to God. So he's saying now, we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith. So our faith must be obeyed. So there's obedience. You see, our faith requires obedience. You know you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ when you obey him. When you obey him and not the devil. Amen. There must be obedience. So many say, I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? They're confessing the scripture. They're claiming this. They're doing that and naming that. That's not really what he's talking about. At the heart of our faith is obedience. Amen. So now he's saying we have received grace and apostleship for the obedience to the faith. Amen. So this faith must be obeyed. Our faith demands obedience. That's the structure here. Glory to God. Romans 16:26 says, but now made himself and by the prophetic scriptures, or but now made himself manifest, glory to God, and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, says, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith. He say it again. For what? Obedience. Obedience to the faith. Amen. So the Lord demands obedience. So our faith, Christianity, is about obedience. Teaching them to obey all things whatsoever commanded you. That's the doctrine of Christ. It demands obedience. So when you go to church and you've been told everything except obey, that is not the gospel of the kingdom. Because now we know when you disobey the gospel of the kingdom, hellfire is waiting. Amen. So what we're hearing today is a distortion. It's really not what the Lord taught. Amen. Romans 2:5-8 says, but because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourselves for the day of God's wrath. He's talking about the day of judgment, and he's talking to the church, by the way, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. So remember we said that the Lord preached the gospel of the kingdom. He told people, repent. Why? The kingdom of heaven is near. When the kingdom comes, the Lord is going to set up the kingdom on earth and is going to judge the living and the dead. Amen. So on the day of judgment, there's going to be judgment. Every man will then be judged. Glory to God. So he says, when his righteous judgment will be revealed, God will repay each person. He will repay each person according to what they have done. Amen. Each person. Glory to God. He's not saying that we are going to be repaid according to what the Lord has done. That is not in the Bible. Amen. To those, he says, who by persistence in doing good. Amen. Not only believe. Who by persistence in doing good, because they'll be tempted, they'll be tested, they'll be persecuted. But now they need to be persistent. He says, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality. So we seek it. We seek glory, we seek honor and immortality in the kingdom to come. He says he will give eternal life. He will give it. So eternal life doesn't just come because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is not in the Bible. Amen. It doesn't work like that. But we'll talk about eternal life another time. As in, that is not the gospel these men preached. They simply didn't preach that. He says, those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. He says, but for those who are self-seeking and disobey the truth, he says, and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be wrath and anger. Amen. So people who disobey the truth, they're going to experience the wrath and anger of God. Because now every man will be judged according to their deeds, what they did. Not according to what the Lord Jesus Christ did. That is not in the Bible. He never taught that. He's going to judge all of us according to our works, what we did. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-8 says, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire. This is now what's going to happen when the Lord returns. He says, vengeance, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and those who do not obey the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So his gospel must be obeyed, must be obeyed. You see, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever commanded you. So then we tell people, repent. Why? The kingdom of heaven is near. When it comes, there's going to be judgment. Those who obey, they'll be rewarded with the kingdom and eternal life. Those who disobey will then go to hell. Amen. So this is not about doing an altar call and then going clubbing and going drinking and smoking and doing all these things that people do and then believe that, yeah, I'm going to make it anyway because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did. That is foreign to the gospel. It will never fly as the gospel, that thing. It's simply not true. John 14:15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. This is the Lord Jesus. If you love me, obey me. Obey my commandments, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever commanded you. So what the Lord taught in the doctrine of Christ are his commandments. They contain commandments. So things like turning the other cheek, loving your enemies, carrying your cross, etc. All those are commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. Commandments of the... He tells us not to love money. He tells us not to... You know, he says, beware of covetousness. He tells us to store up for ourselves, you know, treasures in heaven. Things. Those are commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. You break them, hellfire. So he just reasons like that. And the church has to acquaint itself with that. 1 John 2:1-4 says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now, by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. That's the thing. That's how we know you know the Lord Jesus Christ. You keep his commandments. We keep his, because he's talking about the Lord Jesus. He says, we know that you know him if you keep his commandments, or we know that we know him. Glory to God, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And we know the truth is the doctrine of Christ. Amen. The truth is not in him. So the Lord Jesus Christ must be obeyed, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I commanded. And he says, if you love me, obey my commandments. That's the doctrine of Christ. Glory be to God. Luke 6:46 says, but why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do you call me Lord? So a lot of people say, I've received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But the person is drinking, is smoking, is fornicating, is aborting fetuses, is doing all these things. But yet they say, Jesus Christ is my Lord. He says, no. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Amen. And not obey me. He says, if you love me, obey my commandments, teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And also we know that those who disobey him are liable then for their sins. Amen. Glory to God. So the Lord Jesus Christ requires obedience. The gospel of the kingdom, yes, there must be repentance. We repent because he says repent. Why? Judgment is coming. When we come into the kingdom, we receive the Holy Spirit. Of course, our sins are washed away. And then we must obey him. We must obey him. Glory to God. The Lord is going to reward us with the kingdom because we obeyed him. But those who would have disobeyed him in this generation, in this season, amen, they're going to then be judged for their sins. They're going to the lake of fire. So he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord? He says, don't call me Lord, Lord. Don't say I've received Jesus as my Lord and Savior, but now you are not obeying him. There's nothing like that. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? We must do the things which he says. Matthew 7:22 says, many will say to me in that day, this is now the day of judgment, Lord, Lord. These are people who know him. Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I'll declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Lawlessness is disobedience. Did you see that? These are people who know the Lord. Amen. So he says, on that day, they'll be saying, Lord, Lord. He says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? He'll be asking them those questions. Amen. So they have prophesied, they've cast out devils, but they have been lawless. They've been living in disobedience. So the Lord says, he will then cast them out. Glory to God. He'll declare unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Amen. So the Lord demands obedience. There must be obedience. The Lord is coming back for obedient people. He's coming back for sheep and not goats. The sheep will inherit the kingdom. The goats will go to everlasting punishment. Glory to God. I hope that teaching has blessed you as much as it has me. May God bless you. Until next time. Amen.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.